Cycle Update. KuCoin resorts to bribery. CryptoTalk.fm, my name is Leister, I'm your host. KuCoin has been having major issues with all the attacks on it. It's bad with them. I've never seen anything like it because they didn't go after Celsius like this. They didn't go after FTX this deep, this early. And just to follow on, if you weren't following it, and I covered it on a past episode, but just to refresh on what happened, ultimately, the DOJ, Department of Justice of the United States, and the Commodity and Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, filed lawsuits against KuCoin, alleging that they violated anti-money laundering regulations, unregistered securities, unregistered operations within the United States, largely circled around certain specific cryptocurrencies that they called out, one of which was Ethereum. And what I said in that episode, it's actually up on our YouTube channel, if you're listening on YouTube, as well as the podcast here, CryptoTalk.fm, where I talked about the whole thing is sketchy. But what they're doing is they're trying to classify Ethereum as a commodity specifically. By doing that, it's kind of an end run around the securities, the SEC. Now, that is a positive thing, but the negative, the downstream impact on KuCoin is major outflows. Millions and millions, if not billions and billions of dollars flowing out of the exchange when people saw these lawsuits come around. The Bitcoin holdings decreased 25%, which is an amazing drop. Ethereum balances dropped roughly 22%. USD Tether, rather, reserves about 22%. So, KuCoin, in their desperation, responded and said, this is not what it seems. It's fine. It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. Don't freak out. Of course, it's already too late. They also shared information that seemed to imply that they were fully backed in terms of their assets and their reserves. They wanted to allay concerns that the money flow is going to have a detrimental impact on anybody else's holdings in the exchange. What I said is don't leave your tokens in any exchange, not your keys, not your coins. So I just said, it's up to you what you do. If you're a gambler, you want to do that. But a lot of people don't fly. If they see a lawsuit, they're jumping ship like rats because they know what happened with FTX, et cetera, is likely to happen here. We also had other exchanges, I believe it was Hotbit and others, that completely shut down. Well, KuCoin got ultra desperate. CEO came out and said, you know what? We're gonna reward our loyal holders. They called it a reward. I call it a bribe, but it is what it is. They announced an $8.9 million airdrop of its KCS token, its native token, and some Bitcoin to all users. It's designed to compensate users who had issues withdrawing during a very specific period. If you didn't withdraw, then you're going to get more. So what they're doing is, I'm intrigued and I'm fascinated with the approach, but essentially, if you chose to withdraw in a certain period of time and you couldn't, so March 26th to March 28th, that's last week, or just prior last week, if you couldn't withdraw that finite period of time, you had issues, delays, whatever, as you were trying to FOMO out, you'll get a little bit of an airdrop as a thanks and an appreciation for the fact you had issues trying to get out. If you didn't try to withdraw, allegedly you're going to get more airdropped for your loyalty, is what they said. Quote, I understand the importance of user trust and satisfaction. To express our gratitude for your loyalty and patience during the withdrawal congestion, so during the issue people were following out, we understand it was an issue, is what he's saying. We're launching this airdrop plan as promised. I'm going to give a couple forewarnings with this business. It's an airdrop, so you need to understand any sort of tax implications with respect to an airdrop. Number two, I think it's kind of interesting that they're doing that. I'm not being critical of them. At least they're trying to do something. But I am kind of disappointed. I even said, you know, I said, don't leave your stuff in the crypto, you know, exchange, but also don't just react. You know, I think what's happening is an attack on cryptocurrency in general. Like I said, they're all under attack. They all are getting beat up in some way. Kraken got beat up. Coinbase got beat up. KuCoin now. Hotbit got theirs. Everybody's getting theirs. And some of the exchanges are going to fight back and some will not. And KuCoin looks like they're willing to fight back. They look like they're going to stand their ground and fight back against it. If there is an exchange that could do it, I think it's KuCoin. What am I saying? I'm saying that if they're successful in pushing back on this, it might actually cause a run on the KCS token if you did get the airdrops on that. So if you are in KuCoin and you stuck around and you said you're just going to stick at the distance, keep an eye out. There may be an airdrop coming your way. I can't say. I didn't check mine because I don't have any tokens in there, and I'm assuming they only airdropped to active accounts that had certain balances. I'm going to look a little deeper, and then I'll do a follow-on update about what I see. But that's what's happening with poor KuCoin. And I will give them their credit for, if they are rewarding people that did try to get out and wanted to get out and couldn't, and they want to reward those people, I do think that that's a positive. Again, that they're trying to do something right. So they're not trying to rip you off or be sketchy about it, like Poof Hair or Do Rugpo, aka Do Kwan. They're, at least with KuCoin, it looks like they have the best of intentions. So I'm going to be watching this one eagerly, because if KuCoin can pull this out and they can last the distance, unlike some of these other sketchy businesses that people got in, they'll have earned my respect. So I'm watching. I'm watching you guys. I'm watching.